And we want to thank those of you that reached out yesterday and wished us a happy anniversary, because it's the one-year anniversary of Lloyd and I starting on the morning show.
That's right.
And
what
thank
is
you.
The gift for first anniversary radio
it's paper,
couple?
Right?
Paper.
It's paper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And thank you, because you reminded Lloyd and I. We had totally forgotten that it was June 20th.
The year goes by so quick.
It did go by fast, but we were just a couple of lonely guys and had to keep looking, and we got Jamie in here, and
we found our star.
Our lives are complete.
Tripod.
Well, I got to tell you, we've seen, we've all rely on our computers. I've got a laptop and a tabletop in front of me. You guys do too. We rely on them so much, and we saw with Ascension Healthcare how disruptive it can be with businesses that rely on digital contracts and all the digital information sharing. And it's the way we keep, the ones and zeros, the way we keep track of things now, not with paper. Well, it has now hit our friends in the auto dealership business. A contractor that they use to handle a lot of their online work went down because of a cyber attack, and it has had a big ripple effect amongst 15,000 dealers across America. Robert Weller is general counsel for the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, the DADA. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Guy.
So the company's called CDK, correct? And they provide a variety of digital services for dealers. But if I'm a customer, where would I interface with that CDK stuff?
Well, you would interface with it through the dealer, because the CDK is a very large provider for DMS services to auto dealers here in the U.S. So we estimate that 60-70% of dealers across the country are engaging CDK as their primary data management system provider. So. Just a quick chronology. On Tuesday at 2 in the morning, they released a cybersecurity incident notice to their dealers, including Detroit dealers, obviously. And many of our members were greeted Wednesday morning with just a complete inability to access their system. At 4 o'clock on Wednesday, they said some of the applications are up, some are still down. That gave us hope that by, Thursday morning, we'd be back up and going, and that's simply not the case. Yesterday, the dealers all received a message that they will be out for several days. Mm. So it's been a very rough week for the dealers.
Yeah.
Our dealer members are doing the best they can. They're pretty resilient folks, and they have some have gotten into some workarounds through their manufacturers, whether it be Ford or General Motors. But, this impacts every department, parts, service, and sales, leads. We first found out about this through indications from our dealers that they couldn't utilize what we call the CVR system, which is a Department of State system where they can, it stands for computer vehicle registration, and that is still down.
Wow.
So the dealers are somewhat paralyzed right now because they can't roll a car across the curb without getting it registered properly and filling out all the paperwork and getting all of the electronic information to the state. So it's a very difficult situation that the dealers face, and they have experienced the second shutdown, which is very disappointing that we're now into several days. So,
Bob,
it's been a tough week.
Bob, given the proactive shutdowns by CDK following this cyber incidents, is this something that the dealerships can do to really enhance their own cyber security protocols and readiness for the future?
Yeah, absolutely, and dealers have actively done that to comply with the FTC safeguards rule. Dealers are highly regulated both by the federal government and the state government, and they have done that. The problem is at CDK's end. They obviously, we don't know exactly. They refer to it as a cyber incident. We don't know exactly what happened. Obviously, they've been hacked.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a simple malware situation where somebody just maliciously went into their system.
Or ransomware.
Or ransomware, correct. And so we just don't know. They're not releasing any of that information to their dealer body, which is somewhat disappointing. And now that we're down for several days, you know, dealers are trying to defer some sales, you know, draft up a handwritten buyer's order to deliver the car hopefully next week. Other dealers are doing handwritten repair orders. I mean, when was the last time you went to a service department and had a handwritten service order?
Yeah,
you just initial the service estimate, and you sit in the waiting room, or you get a loaner car and you move on. So it's really impacted every aspect of dealer operations, and that's a difficult situation. But dealers are resilient people. I've been working with them for 30 years, and believe me, they know their business, and they know how to create some workarounds to try to keep cars moving and serviced. So,
how big of a blow is this right now? I mean, what's the state of car sales? We knew during the pandemic when people weren't driving, it maybe wasn't great, but where are we right now?
Well, where we are right now, there's a lot of dealers, depending on the brand, there's a lot of dealers with inventories that are increasing.
Right.
So this exacerbates that problem, number one. Electric vehicles aren't, as we all know, are not getting off to the start that the Biden administration had hoped, as well as the OEMs had hoped. And they're dialing back that and going back to hybrids. But we do have some bloated inventories out there, and day supply is increasing. It's difficult, especially now, to move cars when you're basically paralyzed in terms of getting them properly registered and on the road with the right plates, your registration, et cetera. So it's definitely a challenge.
Well, and at the time, it couldn't be worse, because a lot of guys are having summer sales events and things like that to clear the inventory. Yeah. Plus, on the service side, a lot of folks getting their cars maintained before they go on summer vacation.
And there are some recalls people are trying to get taken care of.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, you know, if you have a fire in the back of the house, you've got your insurance. If somebody steals cars off the lot, you call the police. What happens when you're the victim of a cyber attack? How do you get made whole?
That's going to be a good question that perhaps the courts will answer in the future. But CDK, I know, I'm sure that they are working as hard as they can. They indicate that they have a third-party security company in there 24/7 working on the problem. We're all just hoping that we can get back online Monday and start selling and servicing cars the way we're used to doing it, in a very efficient way that minimizes customer inconvenience.
Right.
So, we're kind of a prisoner to this situation, because it's not our problem or our fault, but we have to do the best we can, especially for, you know, these families are packing up and going up north for a week or whatever. I need an oil change, I need a tire rotation. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can get those done with a paper invoice. But in terms of a new car right now, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, so we just ask folks out there, if you're anticipating, if you bought a car, you're anticipating delivery soon, just be patient. It's not their fault.
That's pretty much the situation we're in, yeah.
All right. Robert Weller, we hope for brighter days ahead. We don't see, and we love our Detroit auto dealers. They do so much in the community, and we appreciate that. And they certainly don't deserve this, as they're trying to just do business. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you very much, Guy and gang.
All right, thank you. Time for Automotive Views with Jamie Butters, brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. You can learn more at michiganbusiness.org.
People who are wary of electric vehicles or openly hostile to the technology cheered the news about 4 in 10 U.S. EV owners saying they want their next car to be gasoline-powered. But what looks at first like a solid data point of EV rejection is more likely a blip than a pivot in the market. Past studies have found that EV consumers were extremely loyal to the technology, so what's going on? Some of it surely reflects the frustrations of EV ownership, from the inadequate charging network to watching your estimated range drop when you switch on the AC. But a lot of it was an indirect effect of Tesla's price cuts from last year. When Elon Musk slashed prices on the new Model Ys and Model 3s, it sank the trade-in value of every EV on the road or charging in a garage. That unpleasant surprise surely soured EV owners' experience, but it isn't something that's going to happen again. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.